For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Ben Singson. The University of Missouri is shifting to online classes after the school's Thanksgiving break. KBIA's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports on why the university is shifting gears.
In an email sent out this afternoon, Chancellor Moon Choi says most classes will shift to remote instruction after November 20th. Choi says the main reason for the change is the surge in confirmed COVID-19 cases in the broader community and the spike in hospitalizations. University spokesman Christian Basie says the decision came from conversations with medical experts.
And we've had these discussions every day, and the tone and tenor was changing little by little, and in the past 24 hours, it became more clear that we needed to make this decision.
Campus will not be closing, and residence and dining facilities will stay open for students who can't go home. For now, the university says students should plan on returning for in-person classes in January. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, KBIA News, Columbia.
A team of university investigators led by Dr. Donald Burke-Aguero, a researcher at the MU School of Medicine, has received a $5 million grant to study molecular structures possibly linked to the origin of life on Earth. The NASA grant is part of a program supporting research that leads to a better understanding of how life emerged and evolved on Earth. Burke-Aguero says that his studies hope to build on our understanding of the true potential of RNA molecules.
The oldest organisms before modern type of life emerged, all of those reactions, or many of those reactions, were catalyzed by ribozymes. And we've shown that that type of reaction is possible, but what we have not yet shown is that we can do it to a level of performance that will really power the cell in a complex system and have it work.
The award is for $5 million over 5 years and involves 12 investigators at 8 institutions, with MU as the lead. Governor Mike Parson has announced new guidance aimed at keeping more kids, teachers, and staff in school, even those who have been exposed to the coronavirus. Currently, anyone in a K-12 setting who is directly exposed must quarantine for 14 days. The new guidance does not require quarantining if both the infected person and the one exposed wore masks. Today, Missouri reported more than 4,600 new coronavirus cases, 16 more deaths, and a record 2,248 people in hospitals. The guidance change was quickly dismissed by leaders of Kansas City and St. Louis County, who say schools should continue to require quarantines for anyone exposed. An outgoing Democratic state senator believes that President Trump's success in Missouri is dragging his party's prospects down. Jason Rosenbaum has more from Senator Scott Sifton.
Sifton says it's not a mystery why Democrats lost a slew of key statewide congressional and state legislative races earlier this month.
What went wrong is that we were in Missouri in 2020 with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket, period, end of discussion.
Even though Sifton says Trump's landslide win in Missouri was insurmountable, he doesn't believe his party is doomed, especially once the president leaves office.
There have been changes in our state. There's been a realignment in our state, sure. But I do not believe that what we have seen in 16 and 18 and 20 is representative of what we're going to see in the coming decade.
Missouri Democrats have only prevailed in one statewide race since 2016. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
I'm Ben Singson, KVIA News, Columbia.